Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
He's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime. At the club, bitch.
What are you gonna do?
Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
Well, I had to squirt.
You like that?
He's gonna go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
Drugs, balls, bad, uneducated, beer. Ah!
My son is an idiot.
What is Colorado Rocky?
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say
that's
that?
That's 50% stupid.
I love cows.
Put your big boy pants on. Rop is here.
Oh, Rop. By the way, the Bengals
come
just
on.
Had Mims, one of their starting tackles.
What happened?
Go down. He's in the blue tent. If he doesn't return, just FYI, that would be their top three tackles gone and five of their top six from the start of training camp.
God.
Fire Zach Taylor.
Yeah, it's not. When I say Joe Burrow is doing this on his own, Joe Burrow is doing this on his own.
Is Joe Burrow married?
No. No, he's out
single
there.
Single and ready to meet.
He's out there slanging that wood.
I think you know that guy's getting... Like, if I said to you right now, who in sports is getting the most Ted?
It's...
Dude, that guy's top three.
It might be.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
Because he's got that quiet confidence. Like, he's one of those guys, if you saw him, he'd just wink at you.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
You should see what I just hit. And guess what I'm going to hit now?
Apparently, there's a rumor that he's dating Olivia Holzmacher.
Oh, he's dating someone.
Well... She's a data analyst who has been seen around Joe Burrow since the Ohio State days. I think this may be one of those Cookie Johnson sort of things. LeBron has this where, yeah, they've been together since Ohio State, but I think she knows what's up with Joe.
She's a data analyst?
Yeah. You know. This happens a lot where you're the guy's like, look, baby, I know we've been together a long time, but I'm Joe Burrow, so I'm going to go out and do what Joe Burrow does, and then when I'm ready to settle down, I'll come back to you, sugar tees, and then everyone, they live happily ever after.
God.
Dude, that happens. You think LeBron James, that his wife he's been with since high school, you think LeBron, that's the only gal that he's been with since high school?
What?
Magic Johnson was the best one. He met Cookie in high school. I think he met LeBron Cookie like in junior high. And they're married, but,
well,
you know, Magic clearly had some, you know.
Good,
some
good on times. Joe Burrow.
Well, you're doing it right. What I understand is the dude, no offense, but like Damian Lillard that gets married with a couple kids, when you know good and damn well,
Well, that was Tiger's issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. I think because they feel like they can...
Well, race kids, probably. Well, they want to have the kids.
Yeah, they want the cake and eat it, too.
That's exactly what it is. They think, I can do the family thing, but they're like, I'm not ready to break away from that other thing.
Yeah.
So I'll just do both.
Yeah.
I'm Tiger Woods. What are you going to do? Stop me?
Well, actually, she did with a 5-iron.
What are you going to do? Take a 5-iron to my... Oh.
No.
Ow! Ow!
I think you got guys like Tyreek Hill that are like, didn't Tyreek... Did he go 4 or 5 in 1 year? Like, he... I mean, he was out there getting it done.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it was... Ooh, yeah, I think 5 in the last year. Yeah,
he was spreading it out. Meanwhile, like, remember that the Hard Knocks? He was like, I'm a changed man, and I'm a married man, and my wife is everything to me.
Well, this will stun you, but I was teasing this by saying this phrase spiked on Google on Tuesday. No. And I don't know if you know this, but Tuesday was election day.
Google me, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I will give you a hint and say that this phrase...
It's going to be problematic, isn't it?
Well, it suggests that many voters are genuinely clueless. Mm-hmm. But what do you think, you know, in proximity, was Googled?
Okay, so it is...
A complete spike, like straight-up spike on the grid.
But you said it's voters,
mm-hmm.
So it's not... I was going
to
say...
Well, I mean, it's a Google. It doesn't have to be a voter. It's just somebody... people are Googling this.
It can't be like,
how do I vote?
How do I vote?
Or no.
Something like that?
No, but that's, you know, you're on the right track.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. I'm trying. That would be when you said that. That was my first thought. Was can I still vote or
where can I mail?
Where can I mail my ballot?
Well, if the can I still vote for or where can I vote for? If you add a name to the end of that, mm-hmm. you got one of them.
Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
The phrase that spiked on Google on Tuesday. Did Joe Biden drop out?
Did he?
Tell you what. Yeah. That's not good, dude.
No, nothing.
How many people showed up to sign or to fill out their ballot and did not know that Joe Biden wasn't on it?
Wait a second. Who's this Walls guy?
Huh?
Wales? Is it Wales?
Dude,
I mean, come on.
I've seen way too many things about... You know, where people literally are told something and they're like, what? They're like, he said this or he did this. And they're like, I had no idea. And you're like, how? I just don't think we realize how many people live in a bubble or their head up their ass. And they just don't.
And that's kind of how you get.
That's how you.
You know.
Stuff happens, man.
That's how you.
Well, it's like they, you know. Look, I understand, like, inflation and price of groceries and stuff was a big deal to people. But, like, when people talk about the economy, like, the stock market's, like, breaking records. Like, unemployment's ridiculously low. But if someone tells you enough times that something sucks, you know, it's, you know, people believe
it. I saw that critique that that a lot of what was believed in this election was people's feelings on what the economy was versus what the economy actually was.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Like, a lot of the things that were being said just are just not true.
But, no way.
You know. Doesn't it?
What, I mean, the guy's a con man.
It doesn't matter what's true. It matters what people believe.
That's right.
It's the who shot Liberty Valance thing, right? Like,
who did?
When the legend becomes the truth, you print the legend. And, you know, it's like if you say something enough times, I always said this. Like growing up, there was always that one kid that always like bragged about something, and people just started believing it. Like, you get that kid's like, oh, no, I'm great, blah, blah, blah. And then before you know it, it's just, he just won't shut up about it. And so people believe it until one day he actually has to prove it. And you're like, oh, my God, that kid sucks.
But I tell you, this is...
It's an effective strategy.
This is something that I never considered when, you know, we've all thought about the election. Like, oh, how'd that happen? And, you know, what are the factors there? And there are a myriad of factors.
Yeah.
But I never thought of confusion over Joe Biden
over who was
stepping
running.
Down. Yes, I never thought of that. But that, and I'm not saying it's a huge thing, but dude, it spiked on Google. Like, people were Googling that.
Yeah. Nothing shocks me, dude. Nothing.
It's crazy.
Nothing shocks me. I run into people.
He stepped down 5 months ago.
It doesn't matter.
Or dropped out of the race anyway.
You, again, we all live in our bubble, and we just think that the people around us are the average person, and it's just,
well,
it's just not
true. I know
true.
That, but I didn't know this, right? I mean, it's like...
That it would be like the number one trending question or sentence.
It's like, I get it. People are doing their own thing. They're in their own bubble. Half of them are dumb.
But it feels like you'd have to have your head buried in the ground to not know that that's what's happening.
Yeah, maybe you do know who's, like, the two. There's only two choices.
No, Jill Stein. I saw on my ballot there was like 9 choices.
Where's Andrew Yang when you need him? Isn't he starting his own party?
I think he was trying to. I don't think that.
The Yang Gang?
The Yang Gang.
The Yang Gang. What's crazy is that Trump got 3 million less votes than last time, but...
Amateur.
She got 15 million less. 15 million!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey-o! But hey,
probably because of all the fraud.
That's right.
It's only fraudulent. It's only fraudulent when you lose. I'm going to start doing that in my life. So anytime something goes wrong, it's going to start...
Well, no, the other side cheated. I didn't lose.
Cheated. What are you talking about? Oh, I won. No, it's fair and square. What are you talking about? It's all good. It's all good. Hey, you know what, though? The sun came up the other day. It came up today. And my guess is it's going to come up tomorrow. The sun will come out.
I was going to say, look at
tomorrow.
Little Orphan Suki.
Well, like... Aww. I don't know. It just doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good to go Eeyore and just hang your head. You know, it's...
Why not?
No one likes an Eeyore.
No. So it's like, what are you... Are you going to be one? Hey, you can always move to Canada. You can pack up and move, and I get it. I get it. I mean, Iron Lung is pretty good to me. I don't really like the weather. Always was a Belize fan, but if not, hey, man, roll up your sleeves and, God, pray for the best. Fingers crossed. That's the one thing that I've never fully understood about both sides is they actively want the other side to be effing terrible. Like, don't we all want it to be successful? I mean, trust me, no one likes him less than me. That's probably not true, that person.
But you hope it goes well.
I hope it goes well. Oh, I don't want anything to go well. I don't want anything to be terrible. You know, I'm just going to cross my fingers and...
We just need a man of increase in there.
Watch through my fingers, you know?
Being a man of increase?
Where's Jameis? Eat that W, man.
I did say someone saying that we need a Stephen A. to counter Trump and run in the next election.
Yeah, I saw him today. Somebody asked him about that.
Wasn't he on like a national show saying I would do it, kind of?
He said, if you told me I had a legitimate shot, I would do it. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he goes on like Hannity and he rips Hannity a new one. Like he doesn't.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Look, I'll say this. If the new strategy is to just get on there and yell and make up crap, I'll tell you what, Stephen A. I'll put Stephen A. up against...
Annoying as he is, he will get in your face and win those debates. Like, if that's, bang you over the head with it enough times and...
If that's the way it works, do it. Get him up there. Start yelling and screaming. Tell you what, it'd be... The worst part is when people are like, well, it's entertaining. I'm like, God, I hope being entertaining is worth it.
All right, up next.
Like, I've never gone to, like, my surgeon and been like, well, he can't perform surgery for crap, but he's entertaining as all get out. Like, ah.
This gives new life to the term or phrase, Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, boy. You got penis wars now?
The North Korean troops are in the headlines. That's next on The Fan. All right, well, the... North Korean military, they have some troops in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people know this.
Wait, are they helping Ukraine or Russia?
No, they're helping Russia.
Russia.
Okay. Yeah. Stands to reason.
Yeah. Putin is cozied up to North Korea, so they ship some over there. He's, you know, he can't seem to beat those pesky Ukrainians.
So, as you can imagine, the untethered North Korean soldiers are... out of their, speaking of living in a bubble.
Yes.
That's probably the biggest and tightest bubble in the world.
Yeah, it's insane.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Those people don't know anything over there because they aren't allowed to.
And they've been training for all this, but never have actually got to do anything ever.
Right. So I don't know how many of them are over there, but they are saying now that since they have joined the war... in Ukraine on behalf of Russia, they now have unfettered internet access.
Yep.
And this would be a first time for that.
Yeah.
And apparently they are watching tons and 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 tons of porn.
Yeah, the headline that I read was gorging on porn. On pornography. But
imagine not even knowing that it existed.
Right.
And then there being so much of it.
Right.
Think about it. You're
right.
You're a 24-year-old male.
And yes. You find out it's even a thing, and then it's available to you.
And all of a sudden, someone's like, dude, check this out.
You think TV is fun? Look at this.
Boom.
I think the most fascinating part of that is what is the extent of their knowledge of other people? You know, like, so they're in Ukraine, so they obviously know that other countries like Ukraine, you know, they know there's a war going on there. They know about Russia. They know about white people. But when you start to view porn, and we all know the rabbit holes you could go down there. Dude, like,
happens to the best of us, man.
I mean, what blows their mind most? I mean, could it just simply be that, you know, like... I don't know. It's like black people, and they're like, "Wait, what?"
I would give anything to hear.
They're seeing black dong for the first time. They're going, "Oh my god!"
I would give
black,
anything.
Please, thank you. Black dong?
To hear a soldier give an unfiltered
report
on. I just like your first week of internet porn, your first week ever of just. This is what's there. Because we all remember, like, when you were, like, 12 or whatever.
The thing is, for everybody else that we know, it was an evolution. It evolved from something way more basic than that.
Right? Like,
and now there's this whole huge world. But that whole world just being dropped onto you?
Yeah, because I remember, like it started out with, like, a Victoria's Secret catalog, right? And, or the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And then I remember seeing Revenge of the Nerds. Like, I kind of stayed in the back while my family, like, my dad's friends were watching Revenge of the Nerds, and I think that was the first time I saw Up Tops, Miss Betty Childs. And then, like, my buddy, his dad had some Playboy magazines in his garage. And then I found my dad had some Hustlers in our garage, and I was like, what is happening here? Like, oh, my God. So it's a progression. I can't imagine at 24, and I knew what porn was. I was watching Scrambled Cinemax. I was doing everything I could to get my hands on it. Now imagine at 24 not even being aware that porn is a thing and you don't
that
get...
That people do that in front of a camera and record it.
Yeah.
And now you get 2024 porn and there is...
Weird stuff everywhere.
Everything. There's even times where now at 46, I'm like, whoa, I can't believe that's happening. What were we Googling the other day? It was
can't reveal that.
No, we were talking about something and Buck brought up a video or something and I said, where do you find it? He said on Twitter. And I searched.
Oh, it was Dan Lanning Hot Boys.
Dan Lanning Hot Boys. And so I went to Twitter.
You pulled up
and
like
I typed in Dan Lanning Hot Boys, and let me tell you,
there were some hot boys.
That's not what it's not Dan Lanning. There was four hot boys doing something like I can't imagine what that's like.
I got something's on.
There's no way those guys can. I bet you they all defect. Everyone was like, "I'm out." as long as you give me this internet porn thing, I'm out of here.
Or they go home and they just divorce all of their wives.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Don't.
I think you got to defect while you're outside of North Korea.
But imagine going back and then having that shut off to you. Like, the faucet was on, and now they're, like, closing the fire.
Yeah, they're going to go back, and they're going to ask their commander, like, hey, where's all the porn?
But seriously, what is their home life like when they go home after that?
Man. Yeah, and do they now know?
Do they tell their wives about all the things they saw? Can you do this, honey?
Honey, you're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this.
This is what's going on. And she's like, what? She's not believing it. You just, like, try
to... No, why would anyone do that?
Like, he's going crazy. Dude, war makes him crazy.
Boy, war does make you crazy, but in this case, this is a whole different kind of crazy. Gorging
on
porn.
I just have so many questions about how these men may be thinking.
Yeah.
So many.
How do you focus on death and destruction when you got Lisa Ann doing God knows what?
And then you know, like,
are they just openly?
Do they do something about it?
Exactly. They're like, hey, you know what? Just look the other way. Right. Or they're all, it's turns
or is that culturally like big, so much of a no-no they're scared to? Or like, they're like, hey, open season, what are we doing?
I don't know. Again, so much questions.
Are they discussing it with each other or not?
I just want an interview. I need one soldier to get captured and to do some sort of interrogation interview, and we get the lowdown on this, because I need to know. I absolutely need to know.
I tell you, that North Korea.
Well, I thought about this. Not that it's the same. It's not the same thing, but there was a video I saw on Twitter maybe a month ago, and I think this was from the, I want to say it was maybe 15, 20 years ago. I think it was early 2000s. And it was an uncontacted tribe.
Yeah.
In somewhere in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what blew their mind? And again, this is an uncontacted tribe versus Korea, but this is the, and so the anthropologist or whatever who was able to schedule a meeting and kind of built up some trust, and then he was allowed to go into their village first time. Do you know what the number one thing that he, and it was a kind of a cool article, there was a YouTube video on there too, and there was one thing he said that they could not process, and the video of it is amazing. Take a guess.
Zombie porn?
No. And they did not go with like cell phones or anything. Like they that was too much.
Okay, so let me think about this.
Think way more basic. They said that they were very careful to not overdo it. Like you can't bring in a cell phone to these people and be like,
"Hey, check it out."
Yeah. Well, they would think that it's a demonic thing, yeah. And all. It just it's, you know.
Just click on the apps.
Yeah. Doesn't work. But they spent the video.
And
was
they
like,
brought this to them, or is just something that they had?
They brought it to them, and. The video was like 10 minutes, and he said they spent an hour plus on this, and they couldn't, like, no one could handle it, could understand it.
They didn't know what it was for?
No. They didn't know what it was, and I'll see if I can pull up the video. I'll see if I can go back and find it, because it's fascinating to see.
Are we gonna toilet.
And they're passing it around, ooh, and toilet. It's just...
I'm going to go with, like, a fork, or, like, something, like a utensil of some sort.
Buckley?
He said toilet.
I said a toilet.
A mirror.
Oh.
They'd never seen themselves.
Even in like water, like in like a river or stream, pool mirror. Or water. Hmm.
Guy had like a decent sized mirror, yeah. Like an 8x10 mirror sort crazy. Of thing. And they were fighting, like there was a line of the, and they all just, and they would put their head out to the side, they would put their hand in front of it, could not comprehend the mirror. Now imagine internet porn.
So instantly their vanity was on display?
Yes. And they were look as, you know, they were all, a lot of them had like nose piercings and different hair, and they were, I'm assuming it's
they've seen what each other look like, but they don't know what themselves look like.
No, they didn't know what and they just, the guy was just staring at the mirror. And they, and when it was time for someone else to have it, the guy
like
was
a
like,
struggle.
It was
like
a struggle.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop looking at it.
So do you think the guy...
And then some people were scared by it, and other people were mesmerized by it.
So do you think the guy who gets the most tud in the village sees himself for the first time and goes, oh, yes. That's why I'm getting all this tutty.
Well, imagine being 30 years old and you have no idea what you look like.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But again, now imagine internet porn. You bring them a screen and you're like, hey, by the way, you think that mirror was crazy? Check this
well,
out.
What about anime porn? What if you showed, Tentacle? Well, not anime, but AI porn. What if you showed them porn of them doing it with somebody else?
What if you showed all the ones that are like some made-up scenario that people fantasize about? Like, oh, it's the pizza delivery guy showing up, or it's the, everyone's on a bus together, and it just starts happening. Or you're looking at real estate, and the broker just decides that she's going to, I mean, there's so many avenues for these guys to go down.
By the way, I love the people that are like, this is a fake story. They've had to have seen their reflection in water. Okay, I'm pretty sure that they didn't set up a deep expedition into the jungle with a fake mirror. And I think there's a difference between seeing a murky reflection in a mirror and a crystal clear image that is of yourself. I'll see if I can find the video for you, because it really is fascinating. And the anthropologist guy is just grinning the entire time, because he just, you know, he can't believe that, you know, you're getting to experience that for the first time. But then there's little kids and, you know, the whole thing.
Well, it's the end of an era, guys.
No more
Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
She retired.
Saw that. So we'll get to that controversy.
We also have fun monkey times in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's not fun monkey times. I know,
oh,
fun
it's
monkey.
Fun.
I found the video. You can check it out during the break.
Okay. You said it's like an hour. I don't think I have an hour.
Well, no. I mean, this clip of it, they did a minute 25. There's a longer video, but perfect. There's a short one of them just with the mirror.
I tell you what, a video any longer than 2 minutes gives me pause.
Yeah. This one, this one they cut down to a minute 25.
Perfect. I can stomach that. The club continues next, but first, Buck with Sports.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the Animal Uprising has had a good day. Primetime South Carolina,
yep.
Where 43 monkeys escaped a research facility and are on the loose.
Yeah. Can't find them.
They are saying that people there should make sure their windows and doors are closed. They all weigh approximately 6 to 7 pounds. They're all very young females.
Is it wrong that I would be opening my doors and leaving various forms of fruit leading to my window?
Operation Monkey Best Friend?
Well, this would be your chance.
If I happen to find one, I can't blame me. I just say, yeah, there was a monkey on the loose and it ended up at my house. Who's to say whose monkey that is? Finders keepers, so to speak. Although, I need to know what sort of research is being done on them, because that could be problematic.
Well, they said the ones that escaped were too young to have testing done on them.
Because I don't want like a monkey with like syphilis or something.
That's, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's the wild card is...
Yeah. I need to know.
Yeah, please, only monkeys that use protection.
Yeah, I need to know what's been when going down. You know, I need a respectful monkey.
So they broke loose from a Alpha Genesis facility in Beaufort County.
Sure, nothing bad was going on there.
I know, these make me sad.
I know.
Traps have been set up and thermal imaging cameras are being used in an effort to locate the fugitive monkeys.
They're on the loose. You know what? I hope every one of these monkeys escapes. Because that's you know that that's nothing good
now,
has happened at that place.
If they do escape, so they're in South Carolina.
Yeah.
If they do escape, are they screwed?
Probably.
They're probably screwed.
Probably.
So I think you, for their own good, they might want to be caught.
Well, maybe they... No.
Dumb monkeys.
No, because going back to Alpha Genesis, nothing good's happening there.
Well, I know, but... They're maybe, dead in the wild.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they could find like a nice forest somewhere and just.
What
start
if this
anew?
Is the start? You know, like in Florida, the pythons are all like. The,
yes.
What if this is the start of the monkey?
I'm all over it.
Being an invasive species.
But I'm moving to South Carolina. Can you imagine how awesome it would be? You're just hanging out and there's just random monkeys. Yeah, I'm looking here about the Alpha Genesis. They said it's for successful primate research. I don't buy it. I think something's up.
Could you work in one of those places?
No. It'd break my heart.
How are those people even human?
I can't. I understand testing on animals. I understand.
I get it,
but I can't. One, I don't have it in me to do that to animals. And two, monkeys, especially primates, they're way more emotionally intelligent than we realize. They're basically just us. Dialed back a ways. I just, there's no way I could. To this day, that Project X movie when I was a kid, that's the movie still jams me up. With Matthew Broderick, I can't handle it.
So they've set traps with food in them. And then the door closes behind them when they go get the food.
Yeah.
But so far, no luck.
Yeah, it's primates for biomedical research and... And they're trying to make it sound all great, you know?
Well, that's fake. Yeah. I mean, biomedical research. Yeah.
Bad
stuff's going on in there. Yeah.
They're trying to make it seem like they take care of these. Provides the highest quality non-human primate products and bioresearch services worldwide. Yeah, it's no good. I don't like that. Breaks my heart. Because you can say what you will, that may not be a human. That monkey knows that it's being tortured. I'm sure it's not a great life for that monkey. No good.
Yeah, but they're a bit like the North Koreans, though, aren't they? This is all they know.
That's all they know.
They don't know of the fun monkey world.
Well, maybe now they get a glimpse
in
of the
jungle.
Fun monkey world.
Yeah, and they're like, this is great.
Let's go. That's why I said I hope they make it out. And you know what? Maybe they die in the wild and like some hawk gets them or something. But at least they got a chance to taste freedom. A little Mel Gibson Braveheart sort of thing, right? Every monkey dies. Not every monkey truly lives. So for the week or two that they're out there, Godspeed, monkeys. I hope you go out there and you live a great life before someone runs you over with a truck. I hope you get out there and you get to, you know, get some cool monkey action. Maybe like you hump a raccoon or something. Oh, by the way, my buddy's dog, eye eaten out by a raccoon.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
His eyeball?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. He said that it was his daughter's dog. It's a little
tiny dog?
Little tiny thing.
So it didn't kill the dog, just ate its eyeball?
Yeah. So they said that I was talking to him just the other day, and he said that his ex-wife or separated, whatever. They come home, they open the door, and the dog, you know, runs outside, yapping or whatever. And they said the dog went over and was, like, sniffing in the bushes, and then they heard just, like, this huge calamity. And they went running over there, and, dude, it was going down. And they said it was all scratched up down the side, and the eyeball was
gone.
Said, take it to the vet, and so it's a one-eyed dog now.
Damn.
And, yeah, dude.
But lived?
Yeah, it lived. That's good. They were able to scare off the raccoon, but, yeah, the raccoon ate its eye. I was like, yikes.
Wow.
And then I felt bad because he obviously knows my pro-raccoon stance. So my initial reaction was, well, what did that dog do to deserve it?
Well, I've seen a little Molly Tenji's rooting around. And, she's one of those dogs that...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know those, like, dachshunds, like little rodent dogs?
Yeah.
They're always rooting it. That's, like, what they're bred to do.
Yeah.
She's got a little bit of that in her. And you can tell when she's onto something. Yeah. And that right there terrifies me because I'm like, what she's onto in there is way bigger and tougher than she realizes.
Yeah.
Because those raccoons, I mean, you hear them all the time. You see them all the time. You know they're around in there.
Yeah.
And so far that hasn't happened.
How about the raccoon, by the way, that goes for that? You want to talk about a vicious animal.
It takes the eye.
Went for the eye.
You know what that is? That's a purpose pitch.
That is.
That raccoon knows that word's going to get out to the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
You keep your dumbass dogs out of here.
These bushes? These are our bushes.
Or I'm taking another eye.
Freaking intense. And I guess I never think about it because I have a whole family of raccoons that lives in one of my big trees, but my dog weighs 160 pounds.
Well, you have to wonder how the raccoon got the eye. Like, how did that happen?
Well, I mean...
happened to bite its eye?
My guess is because he said it had claw marks up and down the side. It's got little human hands. Probably grabbed the thing, the little dog by the side, and then just went in with the liar, just went right for the eyeball. Well, monkeys do that. When monkeys attack, they go eyeballs, genitals, fingers. Do they know that raccoons are smart? Again, I believe that's a purpose pitch. I would tell my dog to watch out, but yeah, he's fine. Those raccoons want nothing to do with him. I actually feel bad for the raccoons because he scares the living hell out of them. Then they like I see him go scrambling, and one of these days one of those things is going to fall off a fence and it's not going to end well, because I sometimes see him like when I open the door, I don't realize, and he takes off running, and then you see the family along the fence line and they got to scoot real fast, and I'm always afraid that one of the little ones is going to fall off the fence, and then it's like, oh boy,
yeah, then it's on.
No offense, raccoon, but you may be taken out to 11 pounds of Maltese. I don't think you want anything to do with the big fella. Well, that's not going to... But then what happens if, like, the other ones join in and then it's just, like, a gang fight?
Yeah,
could,
what do
like,
you do?
A family of raccoons take down my Akita?
I think they could.
If they just...
What do you do?
I don't know. I got...
You just go scare them off?
Yeah, I just go scare them off. Yeah.
What if they're not scared and they take your eyeball?
I have to...
And then you're laying there...
I have to fight the raccoon?
Yeah.
Okay, first off... if I did lose an eye, there's worse ways to lose it to an eye or a raccoon. I'd have a cool eye patch and a kick-ass story, and I wouldn't blame the raccoon. It's just out there doing raccoon things. I'm not gonna be bitter. And honestly, if a raccoon takes my eye, I deserve it. How am I letting a raccoon take my eye? Thing weighs like 10 pounds. Someone says that dog needs an eye patch and a nickname. It's true.
Totally.
Bet that dog's gonna have some serious street cred when it's all said and done.
What must the dog think? You know?
Well, this is like, I feel terrible because it's his daughter's dog, and it's a sweet little thing. No issues with the dog, but I often think this with little dogs. They're always charging things. They're always yapping. They're always all big and tough. And you're like, one of these days, someone's going to F around and find out. Like, these little dogs live in a world where there's no consequences to their bravado.
Well, it's not like if they weren't doing that, they wouldn't get their ass kicked either.
No, but
that's why they do that.
But they're often the aggressor. And you're like,
yeah.
You're like, what would happen if your owner actually let you off the leash? And like, I've been charged by those dogs with mine, and I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
You know.
Ours bit the UPS guy the other day.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it was a thing.
Yeah, I bet. And like they
felt terrible.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, it wasn't. At least she's not tiny. It's yeah. not. He was pissed. Yeah. I could tell he was pissed. Yeah. But he was like, whatever. Yeah, stupid exactly. dog. Yeah. Control your stupid dog. Yeah. And we normally do, but this one she snuck through. She does not like it when someone comes to our door.
No,
it's a hell of a guard dog.
Yeah. I just think about that. Whenever I walk my dog doesn't care about other dogs. He's just not an aggressive dog at all. But these little dogs are always just losing their ass, and I just think, like, let it go, see what happens. Like, it's just, it's such a silly thing, and I don't know what happened here, if the raccoon just attacked or whatever, but I do know that those little dogs are always trying to stick their nose in something, and sometimes you it's not a good idea.
F around, find out. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, Andrew Nemec is coming up next. I see him in there. He's going to be talking about high school recruiting. Or college recruiting. I don't know. What do you call it?
Is there high school recruiting?
Just recruiting.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec.
I guess there's high school recruiting. You can pay kids now in some states, NIL money.
Well, and you recruit kids in the transfer portal.
In high school?
No. But it's like...
Can you get high school kids to transfer to your school?
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
And like I said, now kids are getting NIL money in high school and are leaving states...
From colleges or from high schools?
No, from high schools.
From prominent high schools. Different states have made it illegal to not compensate kids who there's money for.
Yeah. So if you're...
So how do they get around where they live? Is that not a thing anymore?
Well, like Quinn Ewers left, he went to school in Ohio because at the time, Texas, believe it or not, did not allow high school kids to get NIL, so he left. He's like, I'm out. If you're a big-time high school player, you're getting paid in a big state. I don't know how much they're getting paid. I doubt it's millions, but... if you're a big time high school player, some business, someone's paying
Mimics
you.
Mimics is several thousands of dollars.
Several thousands of dollars. There you go. I could have cashed in on like $14.95 my senior year.
I wonder if they would have paid me.
So close.
Considering the Pheasant Bowl highlights.
I mean, clearly, I did have several schools that wanted me to come and nothing over like, but other schools in Washington and Oregon, they tried to get me to come live with their coach or a family and play there my senior year, which I found at the time, I just thought that was ludicrous, but now it's pretty commonplace.
So if you're a good player, you can pretty much, like if you want to, you can shop around and just pick a high school.
Yes.
Talk to the coach.
All the time. Or they come and find you. And when private schools, private schools is always easy because they just give you a scholarship and away you go. But it's now happening at public schools. Public schools is still a little sticky because technically you have to live in the boundaries. And so that's when you have to go live with a family. Like the one, my rival was Evergreen High School and their coach wanted me to come live with him, which was weird because it was like 4 miles from my house. I would have technically lived, four miles from my home at a man who I'd never met's house.
And you had to live there?
Yes. Yes.
Or did you just have to get mail there?
Well, again, and then there was another school that was one of the best schools in the state, Tumwater, which is up in Olympia. And they wanted me to come, but their coach actually said that we are doing it by the letter of law. You need to come live here. And he said that we would like I would live at his house, and like he had a basement and
unwilling to bend the rules.
Well, yeah, he was a man of principle, but that just was so weird to me. I'm just moving into a stranger who just happens to be my coach, and I just live in his
being
basement.
Being a man of increase,
yeah, couldn't do it. But my high school team sucked, and I was one of the better players in the Northwest. So that, you know, there was a bunch of those that came in.
Well, it's an end of an era, guys. Her last story tonight is that Ray Gunn has retired.
Whatever will she do?
She was the breakdancing viral sensation at the Olympics.
I still can't believe that she was in the Olympics. Is she the worst Olympian ever? She has to be.
Did she finish in dead last place?
Yes.
Rachel Gunn.
Do we think that there's another Olympian who's finished in worst last place?
I don't think so. I think she may go down as the worst
Olympian. The worst Olympian of all time. Because what a distinction.
Most of those other sports, remember like Eddie the Eagle from like Great Britain, who was a ski jumper? There is a bare minimum that you have to qualify for. So if you go to a country that doesn't have like a ski jumping team, you can be their representative, but there's still an Olympic minimum that you have to do in order to qualify. You have to be able to do a certain distance or a certain jump or run a certain time. Breakdancing, there wasn't that. I believe she is the worst Olympian of all time. And that's kind of, I don't know if that's an honor or if it's an embarrassment.
Well, I enjoyed her. I kind of feel bad for her. I read some of her quotes. Like, I think this has really gotten to her.
It has.
And she's...
She loves breakdancing.
Well, she does love it, but she's also, like, people won't leave her alone.
No.
And that's kind of... I mean,
no,
come
but
on,
at the same
man.
Time, what the hell were you doing?
Well, I mean, like, if they said, hey, Sook, we got a sports talk Olympics team, and we want you to be on it, you'd be like, yeah!
Okay.
And then you get out there, and you realize, these other people are way better than me.
I'm out here against Mike and the Mad Dog, and...
Yeah, Stephen A's out there. You ain't competing with that.
However,
Kaelin Clark,
they got Golic and Golic together again.
Oh God,
and we're like, oh no,
we just go out there, we get embarrassed. Like, what the hell were you guys doing?
I'm
like,
last.
I don't know. We were playing fart sounders. We panicked.
We were just doing our show.
We're doing our show. I don't know.
How the hell did you make the Olympic team? I don't know. Somebody chose us.
I don't know what happened. I felt really good about our drops. I felt good about our topic selection. I don't know. I panicked. I panicked. I don't know. Now we have to retire from sports radio?
Well, she was from Australia.
Yeah.
Or is. And so she says she will continue to breakdance, but only in her home with her partner. She doesn't want anybody else to see it.
By the way, my buddy literally just sent me a photo. His daughter does the news like in like the Tri-Cities, and for Halloween, she went as Ray Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's a good costume.
Same family, by the way, that lost the dog eye.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did everyone, did you guys see, I didn't go out on Halloween. Well, actually I was out on Halloween, but I didn't see any costumes. Did you see any cool costumes?
By the time I got home, we had like 5 trick-or-treaters, so I didn't see anything.
Buckley's not listening right now, but
I am too listening. Yeah, Buckley talking.
Was
I'm listening.
About. He's the one that would have seen
Well,
any.
Yeah, I know. He told us that
the funniest one that I saw, I didn't see it in person, I saw it online, was somebody went as another Olympian, and I believe he was French. It was the pole vaulter. Who got his dong knocking the bar over?
shoved like a big
someone
banana
put like a yeah
something.
Something like a banana or something, and then they like attached a PVC pipe to like a leotard, and just kind of like walked around with like the banana hanging over the bar all night.
No, that's pretty good.
I'm sorry, that's great.
It was genius.
That's good times. That's like one of those like you know last minute costume ideas. You know, head to your local sporting goods store and
that's an easy one too.
That's an easy one.
Put on some spandex.
There you go.
Throw a banana in there. Or maybe you don't need that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Ray Gunn, unfortunately, was probably a very popular costume. I'm guessing she didn't appreciate that.
Well, did they
I bet
say
the French pole vaulter did though? He's like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know
he's proud.
You know what I'm packing. He may not have won gold, but he won.
Was he French?
Yeah, he was French. He was a good looking guy too. Apparently giant schwanz, and now everyone knows about it. You kidding me? I would make that.
He lost the Olympics because it was so big.
I would make, like, it, on my dating profile. My dating profile would be the photo of me clipping that bar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you remember me? Yeah. That's
doing the best I can, dragging this thing through life.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm watching it here.
Yeah. Giant hog, man.
Well,
cost himself an Olympic medal.
Yeah. Do you remember, was it... I think it was Schulte. Yeah, I've never seen so much dong in my life. Didn't Schulte tell us that he watched that like 100 times to try to figure out if it was the scrote or
yeah,
the dong?
Yeah. Yeah, he was
Did we ever get a conclusion on that?
Oh, it's penis. That's not scrotum, dude. That's penis.
There was sound so sure.
Yeah, I know what's up. There was also a defensive lineman at the combine a number of years ago that was running, and his...
It just came out.
It was like, dude.
And he kept running.
He kept running, dude, and it was like, whoa. My man.
Eh, good on him.
I think that bumped him up a draft stock. That's a round or two bump. People are like,
ignore the outside noise. Just keep running.
He's a real Shenko out there.
Anthony Amirati.
Yeah.
That's the guy's name.
Yeah. You think he's hurting for dates? No. He's doing just fine.
Hit the crossbar.
Yeah, hit the crossbar. That's called a double doink.
Shame.
It's not a shame.
Woo. Woo. All right. Well...
Poor little guy. But he sent me the photo of the one-eyed dog. Sad little thing. It's going to look cool, though, when he heals up.
Nemec asked if the one-eyed dog is a euphemism for that French guy's penis.
It's the one-eyed hog is what that is.
There it is.
Snow Milwaukee butter hog, I'll tell you that.
All right.
The French croissant.
That's probably...
That's probably enough.
That's probably enough damage for one day.
I think so.
Up next is Andrew Nemec and recruiting. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan Connect.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.